The following program is paid content from the Organization Free Your Children. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of Free Your Children and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Kennedy Broadcasting Company, LLC, its owners, and management. Welcome in to Free Your Children, sharing truth and love about education. And here's your host, Tiffany Boyd.
Hello. Welcome to Free Your Children on WKOM 101.7 FM. I am your host, Tiffany Boyd, and our mission here at Free Your Children is to share the truth and love about education. There's a battle raging for the souls of our nation's children, and I hope this ministry equips you for battle. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Ephesians 6:10-11. I want to thank Safe Storage for sponsoring today's show. If you have storage needs and you are in the Middle Tennessee area, you can find them at safestoragetn.com. I also want to thank John Paul Financial Services. John Paul Financial Services has been in business for more than 30 years, offering retirement planning, basic and advanced legacy planning, as well as small or large term life insurance. For a free consultation on how a living trust or a guaranteed retirement plan may help you, call 931-979-6170. That's 931-979-6170, or by email at jplivingtrusttn.com. That's jplivingtrusttn.com. John Paul Financial Services, sound solution for a secure future. I also want to thank our friends of Free Your Children. We couldn't do what we do without your support. So thank you for your kind words of encouragement, your donations, and just your support that you show us each and every day, showing up, sending emails when we issue calls to action, coming to the Capitol to join us. We appreciate you. Also, if you're new to Free Your Children and want more information, you can find us over on our website at freeyourchildren.com. We also have a toolkit there that we hope you will check out. That's the FYC toolkit with multiple different topics, and there's information under each topic that you may find helpful, so I encourage you to check that out. We are also over on X, Telegram, of course, Facebook. If you have tips or suggestions or questions, you can contact me at freeyourchildren@gmail.com. And I'm also a monthly contributor to the Murfreesboro Pulse. You can find all the articles that I've written to date over on Borough Pulse. That's BoroPulse.com. I have an author page there, Tiffany Boyd, and you can hop over there and check out all of the articles regarding education, parental rights, and constitutional rights there. We also have a new Rumble channel where we are uploading information and videos to. It is the Free Your Children Rumble channel. So if you haven't taken a look at that, I encourage you to do so. Soon you will be able to watch our new Free Your Children TV series that we'll be launching soon. So watch for that. That was a fun experience in the studio. Some great shows coming up there. And Free Your Children also has been invited to be a guest on a couple of different podcasts as well. And I will be announcing those soon. Additionally, I have been hosting seminars across the state of Tennessee to educate people on where our issues came from in terms of education and parental rights, where they're headed, and of course, where we are, what we've experienced right now, this legislative session in Tennessee and across the nation is highlighted, and then where we're going in the future. So if you have an interest in a seminar, you can contact me at freeyourchildren@gmail.com so that we can get in there and educate as many people as possible. We have some fantastic guests with us today, and these ladies that we have joining us are real troopers. They were at the Capitol with us this legislative session. This isn't everyone. No way could we bring everyone on, but we have a good group representing several different counties in Tennessee, so I'm going to introduce them, and then we're going to jump into exactly why we were spending so much time at the Capitol, what we were doing up there. So we have Angela Noe. Angela, can you tell us what county you represent?
Sure, I'm representing Bedford County.
Fantastic. And we have Debbie Villagomez. Debbie, which county are you hailing from?
I am over in Montgomery County.
Fantastic. And then, of course, we have myself. We live here in Murray County. Then we have Maria Ivy. Tell us what county you're from.
Hey, I'm from Wilson County.
And then we also have Sandy Henson in the studio.
Hello, I'm from Murray County.
And then we have Megan Hall. I'm not sure if Megan can weigh in on her county. Megan, can you tell us?
Yes, I'm from Williamson County.
All right. So we have a good group of guests with us this morning from different counties in Tennessee. We had a rather large group several different times that we went to the Capitol, but these ladies were pretty much there every single time we traveled up. We did have some dads. And of course, if you've been following Free Your Children for any length of time, you will know that one of the primary reasons we were there is because we were in opposition to the school voucher legislation, the parental rights legislation, also some other pieces that we're going to get into. But that one, the school voucher, the Education Freedom Scholarship Act is what you may know that bill as, but it was essentially the voucher bill is what it was referred to in the news, was the primary reason we were there. But before we get started, I'm going to give a brief overview of some of the legislation that we were concerned with, and then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of what happened. So the first one, and the first time I actually heard about this one was when we were sitting in committee. And when I heard them discussing it, we realized then that this was probably one that we should have been watching closer. And it's called the Parental Accountability Act. And if you've been following the news, you may have heard about this particular one. But what it does is it creates $1,000 in fines to be paid by parents, and judges can levy these fines against parents or legal guardians. If parents can't pay, they can be ordered to perform community service. So this particular one right here, and all of these bills had passed through their committees and were headed to the governor for him to sign because they had been on the House floor as well. So this one jumped out at me. We realized, you know, this was an issue, and I've read, and I'm sure you ladies may have too, read some of the commentary. One of the biggest concerns that I had for this particular piece of legislation was the impact on working parents and the impact on foster parents. Now, the sponsor of this bill had said that he had been promised that it wasn't going to affect foster families. But how do you ladies feel about this parental accountability bill?
There's just been, I think this whole session has just been all about how much can we get into the homes of people.
Absolutely.
And, you know, everything was centering on families and children. And there's just so much coming down in terms of consequences that, and we're going to get into charter boarding schools.
Yep.
And how it all, everything just all ties together. And
yes.
So,
yep, Debbie, you nailed it right there. I think, in my opinion, and I was speaking about this with someone else recently, and we said our opinion of this was that this was really the worst legislative session that we've seen for families and children in the state of Tennessee. And so this one, you know, impact on foster parents. You have a foster child that has gotten in trouble, and, you know, so then you're going to penalize foster parents if they don't, you know, keep their promise and make sure that this doesn't impact foster families. And then same thing for working parents. You know, $1,000 is a lot of money, especially right now in the economy with what we're dealing with. And so then if they can't pay the fine and they're ordered to perform community service, then that means they're going to be missing work, right?
Yeah.
And potentially
And the
even,
thing is, you can't, I mean, we can teach our children morals and values.
Yes.
But I have, you know, kids, I mean, and I'm not trying to condone bad behavior in any way. But I mean, I've seen parents who are literally floored that mm-hmm. their child would do something, you know, and
right.
it's not like the parent is saying, hey, I want you to go out there today and do this.
Well, you know, absolutely. And you can't legislate morality. So that's, you know, we're getting into we're getting into that. And then we're getting into exactly what these children are being, you know, charged as a juvenile delinquent for. And that's a whole other, you know, can of worms.
Well, and then you have, you know, the foster care system. I mean, you know, you hear all the time, we're having a hard time finding foster care parents. And I mean, this is not going to help that issue at all.
No.
You know, because parents are going to say, you know, foster parents are going to say, okay, you know, if I take this teenager or whatever that, you know, has been doing this, okay, I don't want to have to deal with $1,000 fine.
Right. Or community service. Absolutely. So, you know, that one, we were highly concerned about that one. We were obviously in opposition to that one. The fake parental rights bill, I posted about that. I had a guest come in to speak about this one too. This bill expands who is legally considered a parent and gives decision-making power to an individual who has been granted decision-making authority over the child under state law. It includes blanket consent, which protects the entity from being sued if they fail to exercise due care. No other state has included blanket consent exclusions that forfeit all parental rights in their parental legislation except Tennessee. There is no right of action for suits against individuals or corporations who violate parental rights. And then there's a fiscal concern with this because this bill gives access to the state treasury and the operating funds of local school boards for damages and attorney fees. So I see, you know, I brought Connie regularly in. We discussed this fake parental rights bill. It actually enumerates parental rights. We've talked about how dangerous that is. We were obviously in opposition to this. Alliance Defending Freedom was a huge group that was behind the push for this. This was concerning too. You know, when we get to the point to where, again, and we're going to get into how we feel about big organizations that are lobbying at the state capitol and their influence on our legislators. But I was glad to see that several of our Republican representatives did vote no on this particular bill. One was Representative Scott Sapicki, Representative Todd Warner. We'd had lengthy conversations with both of them about why we were opposed to this legislation. And so we were happy to see that they did listen to constituents' concerns and voted no on that particular bill. But we're going to be seeing, in my opinion, some repercussions coming from that that are terrible down the line. Then the at-risk boarding charter facilities, this was another one. I started discussing this last year while I was so fundamentally opposed to this. They brought it back this year, embedded it in 275 pages of legislation under a caption bill. Connie just happened to stumble upon it when she was in a committee. When we found out that it was there, you know, she contacted me and asked me to issue a call to action, which I did. And I was just absolutely appalled to see that this piece of legislation is headed to Governor Lee for his signature, which I'm sure he will sign away. This one right here, you know, you have the parental rights bill, and I feel like the charter boarding school bill acting in tandem with one another. This identifies at-risk children where they could potentially earn a bed there. And, you know, we sat through committee after committee, and what we kept hearing was these children that have gotten sideways. These children that had gotten sideways, what they failed to address until it was brought up by some of the other representatives is that this particular piece of legislation identifies children who have been abused, neglected, and are special needs. Those children haven't gotten sideways. Those children are victims, the abused and neglected children are victims of circumstances that are beyond their control. And then special needs children, they haven't gotten sideways. They're who God created them to be, right? And so these children can all potentially be housed together with violent juvenile offenders in these at-risk boarding charters. And then, of course, you know, aside from the fact that charters do not have to have parent representatives on the boards are appointed, not elected. There's less accountability to the taxpayer. Aside from all of that, who's going to be identifying these children as at risk? And then they're placed in institutions. And I really see, we know, you know, history has proven that this does not work. What could go wrong, right?
Right. And I think one of the other things that was discussed, I think it was last year with these, was if they made, you know, if they put a charter boarding school in the state of Tennessee, let's say there's only two. Mm-hmm. One is all the way in Knoxville. The other one's all the way in Memphis.
Yep.
Somebody's child here, you know, like in Middle Tennessee, like Nashville or something, you know, gets put in one of these. Well, now that child is going to have to go all the way to mm-hmm. Knoxville, that far away from their parents, yep. or all the way to Memphis. So it's not like there would be one in every single county.
Right.
You know, so that's another issue too, of taking, not only taking the child, you know, and they're saying it's voluntary, you know, but we.
Yeah, until it isn't, right?
You know, right. It's voluntary until it isn't. Uh-huh. Yeah. Because, you know, if they don't, they're going to find a way to make money off of it anyway.
Absolutely.
And you can't make money off of just saying it's voluntary.
Right.
So I think if they get to the point where they're just like, okay, we need to put more kids in here to get, you know, to get the funding.
Well,
they're going to find
right.
a way to do it.
And if a child's been adjudicated and sent to these facilities, I wouldn't necessarily consider that voluntary. And
right.
so there's a huge problem with that as well. And one thing I want to point out is this received bipartisan support. Again, Representative Todd Warner and Representative Sapicki did vote no for this piece of legislation. And again, we'd had multiple conversations about why we were opposed to that. And there were others. I don't have the...
Representative Johnson was one that asked many questions,
yes.
and they were valid questions. She actually had them admit yeah. that an abused child would be there with someone that
yeah.
had gotten a record.
Yeah. She yeah. had good questions.
Yeah, she had yeah. some really good questions, you know, pertaining to this particular piece of legislation. And, you know, the thing about it is when we're talking about this, there is a lot of money involved. And that is always a bad thing. And I think that we need to really be aware of the implications of this moving forward. I want to know who's going to be owning these particular charter schools and who's going to be receiving kickbacks, you know, when these are up and running. One thing we need to keep in mind is that these particular charter schools will likely be categorized as Category 1. Now, the school voucher legislation did not pass, but if and when it passes in the future, these schools are not required to be in operation for 3 years before they can benefit from voucher funding. So that was a concern of mine as well. I had a lot of mm-hmm. concerns, but let's jump to the voucher legislation. So Tennesseans had a temporary victory in being able to hold off this particular piece of legislation in the state of Tennessee. And so if you've been around, you know that Free Your Children is fundamentally opposed to school choice for many reasons. This is not, we already have school choice. Let's just go ahead and get that out there. Once again, you have the right to homeschool your child, send them to a private school, or send them to public school. That is what school choice is. What this is government school choice. It means the government is going to be funding private education, including homeschooling and private schools. So we know and understand that with the government funds, it runs, and with those monies come strings. And that's the reason why we were so opposed and still are opposed to this legislation. We already know this is going to come back next year. We know that they've already made it clear. We were watching with bated breath to see if we were going to be able to hold it off this particular legislative session. I think we kicked up a pretty good stink in terms of making people think and making people have hard conversations that they didn't necessarily want to have. And so we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of our experiences at the Capitol, what that looked like, a quote, leaked recording that happened between Free Your Children and Representative Scott Sapicki, because you've only heard one side of that. And as Paul Harvey liked to say, now you're going to hear the rest of the story. These ladies that are present with us today, most of them were present in that meeting. And so we're going to give an overview of why that meeting was held, exactly what went on, and how it got out there. And so you want to hang around and listen to that. But we're also going to talk about just this legislative session in general. We learned a lot, wouldn't you say, ladies?
Yes.
mainly we learned how government should not operate, right?
Exactly.
And I think we're going to be coming out for your children is with some handy PDFs of terminology that can help you if you're trying to navigate the legislature and all of their shenanigans. What say you, Sandy?
Oh, man. Roll to the hill. That was a new one on me. I thought they were mispronouncing H-I-L-L.
Yes. My 11-year-old, when she wasn't present with us when we would go to the Capitol, she would send me text messages and say, was the bill rolled to the hill? Did they hear the bill today? Was it placed behind the budget? Was it placed behind the calendar? So if nothing else, A+ in government, right?
Absolutely.
Right, ladies?
Absolutely.
Well, we need to take, yeah, absolutely. We need to take a short break, but make sure you join us right back here to hear our experiences at our legislature this session.
This is Jumpin' Joe Wiley, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Hi, I'm Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC.
And I'm Michael Parks Lawrence at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC.
Together, we're Mr. Bobby Parks' grandsons, and we run his dealership, and we are glad to be part of our local community.
Being family-owned and operated, we invest heavily in our community.
We do things like sports teams, schools, bands, you name it. We try to help everybody we can.
The reason why we do this is because we all love this community.
So come do business with us, your neighbors, at Parks Motor Sales in Columbia, Tennessee, right off Nashville Highway, or at parksmotorsales.com.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. By now, you all know about Don, our service truck guy. Well, let me tell you about another member of our service team, and that's Mike Ashley. He's the guy you'll talk to when you call the office. Just call and talk to Mike one time at 931-540-0919, and you'll see why we're lucky to have him here at the Garbage Man. Thanks, Mike, for all you do to keep the Garbage Man first in service. That's 931-540-0919.
Hi, this is Dr. Wendy Tuohy from the Dr. Gill Center. Most chronic back problems are caused by compression from the disc becoming thinner and bulging as we get older. All we have to do is treat the disc by gently decompressing the spine. You may not have to rely on dangerous drugs, risky injections, and often unnecessary surgeries. If you are experiencing neck, back, hip, or leg pain, it's likely we can help you. Initial exam and x-rays, $39. Call me painfree.com or 615-551-9224.
Every morning, I park my car across the street from my business, and I can't wait to get in there. That's pretty common for small business owners. We have the added satisfaction, however, of guiding hundreds of families with their retirement, education, savings, and general investments. We're a locally owned business that tries very hard to simplify a complicated world. This is Monty Sneed from Caledonian Financial in historic downtown Columbia.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through NBC Securities Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Matt Perales, manager of Murray County Equipment. We help you with all your agriculture and construction equipment needs. We carry a full line of New Holland tractors from compacts to high horsepower. We have a full line of Gravely mowing equipment. We also have New Holland construction equipment, attachments, and accessories for your tractors and a complete parts department. We are locally owned and operated. Come see us at 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard or learn about us on Facebook or contact us at 931-490-8183.
Welcome back to Free Your Children. I am your host, Tiffany Boyd, and I am joined by so many lovely ladies. I'm not going to do a roll call, but we're all here. These women are powerhouses in their own right. They are supporters of Free Your Children. They're one of us. We have all been up at the Capitol for weeks and weeks and weeks in committee meetings and in floor sessions, and we couldn't be there in person, we were watching live streams and chatting amongst ourselves as we were watching things unfold. And this is just a small portion of those who have been very supportive as we've been fighting this school choice voucher scam this legislative session. So before we took a break, I gave a little bit of a teaser about this particular meeting that was held with Representative Scott Sapicki that was, quote, leaked to Phil Williams. And he did an expose piece. So I want to back up because, you know, that is, in my opinion, a left-leaning piece. And we're conservatives. And so the whole reason why that meeting was held needs to be talked about in detail so that we can give you the whole story of exactly what happened there. So Free Your Children was contacted through Sandy over here.
Yep.
And the meeting was requested. They wanted to, was it Representative Sapicki that contacted you himself,
yes.
Sandy? Okay. And he wanted to know if we would meet with him, correct?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, of course, we were happy to do that. And they chose the location, the meeting location and the time. And his assistant made contact with me and we set that up. And the meeting location was small. It was a small venue. So we knew we could only fit about 20 people comfortably. And so I sent out invitations to people that I thought could weigh in on the subject matter, and we filled the room.
Yes, we did.
And so we had the date set. We all showed up. We walked in, and as soon as we got there, Representative Sapicki was already there, and we walked in, and we all sat down, and he let us know right off the bat that he was recording. He said, I'm going to be recording this. Just so you know, I'm going to be recording this. Please state your name before you speak. And we said, okay, that's fine because we're going to record it too. And so we all, several of us, lots of us in that room recorded the meeting. Yes. So the gist of the meeting was, I know that Phil Williams' piece seemed to spin it that it was a meeting to protect homeschoolers and private schools. We saw it as an opportunity for the homeschool and private school community. This is just my opinion. You ladies can weigh in if yours it differs. My opinion of that was for us to have an open dialogue.
Absolutely. So, that was mine too.
Yeah. So that we could discuss, even though we've discussed it many times, so we could discuss why we were opposed to voucher legislation and exactly what we wanted. You know, I wanted the bill killed. That wasn't a secret.
Right.
I said that from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I wanted the bill killed. I knew that wasn't going to happen. He was the sponsor of the bill, so I knew he wasn't going to be on board with that. So I had told him before, and I made it public. We want complete autonomy. We want to be able to homeschool our children without having to register under a Category 4 homeschool. And people listening to this may say, well, there are other options. You don't have to do that. What you need to understand is the majority of homeschoolers choose that option because it provides the least amount of oversight. My opinion is that we should not have to register under any entity because we have a God-given right to educate our children as we see fit. And it's a constitutional right. Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't be required by law to have to choose that particular option in order to have the least oversight from the state. It's convoluted in Tennessee because the majority of homeschoolers are considered private schools. And what were they wanting to go after with this voucher legislation? Private schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a constitutional amendment would be my number one objective. But we also went in with some other options in our back pocket, which is if that couldn't be done timely, you know, in a timely fashion, meaning next legislative session, which we knew a constitutional amendment wouldn't happen that fast, that, you know, we needed a bill that would take us out from underneath, you know, Category 4 schools temporarily until we could proceed forward and, you know, be able to secure the constitutional amendment. So that was my reasoning for going into this. Okay. It turned into he decided to discuss in detail a lot of his positions
right.
on the bill and education in general. And of course, the left, someone, let me get this out there now. Someone leaked it, obviously, to Phil Williams, but it wasn't me. Was it any of you ladies?
No, it wasn't me.
Because here's the thing.
No.
And
no.
I made that clear when
yeah,
I spoke
to it wasn't me. Now, I never saw that meeting as a secret.
No.
If you know me and you know Free Your Children, my whole mission, one of my many missions, is to provide parents with the information that they need to protect their freedoms and their parental rights and constitutional rights. If we're keeping things secret.
I don't think Scott thought it was a
no,
secret.
No, I don't
because
either.
He announced it on the radio, I think,
absolutely,
the next day.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Had the meeting.
He told us during that meeting that he would be happy to bring this to the media, that it would make news, and he would be happy to tell everyone that, you know, he was willing to carry the constitutional amendment. I wasn't really on board with him doing that, no, even though I didn't really say anything, because my opinion of that meeting was that he wasn't really on board with carrying the constitutional amendment. He said he was going to do it, but he didn't seem committed, in my opinion, to this. Mainly because he said giving families or parents complete autonomy would be devastating for the state of Tennessee.
Yeah. He said parents would, his concerns were parents would abuse homeschooling. And he talked about, you know, the whole, I wasn't there, but I listened to it and talked about, you know, truancy and things like that. And that was where I was just so floored at the dark, you know, turn it.
Yeah, you hear me.
Part of the conversation.
Yes, you hear me.
It would be total anarchy in Memphis. Like,
yes.
They would just overrun.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't want to make the point. They could pay $20 to honor school and do that right now and be on the corner selling drugs if they wanted to, because I didn't know how he would come use that back against us.
Yeah, I've heard the argument with Memphis and Shelby County in the past for reasons to push bad legislation that affects all of Tennesseans.
It's another
Well, and that was my takeaway from that part of it, because he started off with saying, you're not the problem.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with you all, you know? And then he said, but it's the ones that might abuse the homeschooling, you know, like.
So we're going to drop down to the lowest level again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but he was referring to parents just simply taking their kids out of school and just leaving them at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I know that there was I don't know his name, but there was a dad there who was saying, well, then they would be the ones to face the consequence.
Right.
That shouldn't be placed on every homeschooler.
Right.
And so then Sapicki turns around and says, well, do you have children? And the dad was like, yes, I have a 3- and a 14-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, you know, Sapicki says, well, so your child is 14. They're at McDonald's or something like that with their buddies. And some kid who he was referring to, a kid who was simply just pulled out of school and is now free to roam the street.
Because they'd been giving freedom.
Right. And so he said, so some kid walks in and shoots them. They're not in school because they're uneducated.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Well, I said it. I'm in the meeting and I'm like, well, that took a turn. Like, how did we get
really
from this to that? I mean, like, what a straw man argument. What are you talking about?
And I felt like he was painting this now broad, you know, legislation, like law, just, okay, if in my mind there's one that's going to abuse it, we have to like blanket this over every homeschooler, you know, and we...
Yeah, well, he and I went toe-to-toe, I believe it was last legislative session, over a bill that did not pass, and it was the same tone. It was a bill that would prevent parents from pulling their children out of school if they had missed 5 or more days of unexcused absences. And he and I were having this discussion over the phone, and I said, it is not the government's job to be a surrogate parent. You cannot legislate morality. Well, the kids in Memphis, the kids in Shelby County, I said, this isn't a law that's only going to affect those parents. This would affect every parent in the state of Tennessee. And, you know, we've had issues over in Coffee County where the same thing has happened. Parents have been denied their right to remove their children from public school and enroll them in a homeschool option, a Category 4 option, which isn't constitutional. I mean, I don't even know how they're still getting away with that because, you know, any parent, that law didn't pass, and any parent has the right to remove their children from school and homeschool them under a legal option if they choose to do so. So, you know, this is what I keep seeing. Like Sandy said, you deduce it down to the very worst problem, and because of that, then we have to apply X, Y, and Z with more laws, you know, that we are all forced to follow. I said this, every single person listening to this radio station or podcast, once it goes to the portal, knows of a case where someone has gotten behind the wheel of a car and has driven drunk and has caused an accident that has killed someone, okay? Does that mean that every person, before they get behind the wheel of a car, should be required to blow into a machine?
It will probably come to that, yeah. Actually.
I mean, talk about, I mean, we are militarizing and medicalizing our state to the point of we are the epitome of Big Brother. We just create more laws and more laws and more laws.
Well, and they're doing it in, you know, a very unconstitutional way, because the Constitution is you're innocent until proven guilty.
Correct, yes.
But what they're doing is they are wanting to treat us all as guilty until we're proven innocent.
Yeah.
And so that's where we have a big issue, you know, because you can't just take something you think is going to happen.
Right.
And then say, okay, but because I think that this is going to happen,
it's fear-mongering.
We have to put, right.
Well, and you know, there are other states where parents have true autonomy in terms of education, and they're not having these issues. he was saying Tennessee would have if we give parents in Tennessee true educational freedom. So, you know, when I found out, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is he going to blame the state of Chicago on Illinois' homeschool laws?
Yeah. I mean, the thing about it is, if you're a criminal, you're going to find a way to be a criminal, right? I mean, if you're going to break the law, you're going to find a way to break the law, no matter how many laws there are. And, you know, it goes back to, you know, fundamentally what Debbie said, which is we are operating from a state where everyone is guilty. You know, everyone is guilty and you have to prove you're innocent. Well, you know, then it brings back the fact that homeschoolers statistically do better, outperform public school and private school children. So that argument really doesn't fit. And that's what concerns me, is we have Republicans that we have elected. And I'm just going to be honest with you. What's behind the name, in my opinion, after witnessing this legislative session, I don't care if you have an R, a D, an I. I don't care what's behind your name. It's all the same thing, okay?
Yeah, they need to start making the letter G for globalist.
There you go. Hey, that's great, Debbie. Yes, yeah. I agree with that one wholeheartedly. I mean, to me, it was just scary to see the representatives, the legislators that claim to be conservative and constitutional loving, pushing and supporting bills and initiatives that strip away our freedoms one by one. Talk about overreach. I mean, yeah. I think that
they
was
have a sense of micromanagement where they're going to make us all mind them.
Yes.
And you question yourself, where do they get these ideas?
Yeah.
We all know it's from the lobbyists, but they will not listen to us most of the time.
No. So going back to the leak, if I had given it to Phil Williams, I would have chosen totally different clips. Just saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have chosen the clips where with what Debbie brought up, where he said, you know, giving parents complete autonomy would be devastating for the state of Tennessee. That's what I would have taken out, because I do not agree with that at all, period. But I wouldn't have chosen, you know, this is terrible, but I wouldn't have chosen the clips that, you know, he said the whole thing needs to be, I think, burned to the ground. We need to start over. I can't remember exactly the phrase, because as a homeschool advocate for the last 20 years, I do think that the public school system needs a complete and total revamp from the ground up. And I don't think that he meant that to be exactly how it was twisted in the news media. Did he say it? Yes. But I don't think that's what he meant foundationally with that statement. I think what he was, and this is just my opinion,
it's called taking it out of context. That's true.
I
agree with you.
I think that he said it, but I think what he was trying to say is that clearly there are issues that need to be fixed. I believe, you know, he's not here, but I believe that is exactly what he meant. Yeah. And I don't disagree with that.
No. Mm-mm.
At all. So, you know, when we left there, did you feel like homeschoolers and private school families were protected? Because that's how the report, the exposé piece set this up, is that the meeting was to protect homeschoolers. Did you feel and private school parents?
I didn't, yeah. You know, I wasn't at the meeting, but I did listen to it. I think from beginning to end, this whole legislative session and everything in between, we're at the end of it now. Mm-hmm. Between that conversation and the legislative session, no, we are absolutely, we really need to be on our toes now.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was, very concerning to me, the whole session, sitting in those committees. I mean, I have never, first off, let me just say this. It was shocking. I don't know why I was shocked, but I was. It was shocking for me to see our legislators sitting there playing on their phones, talking. And this was while they were discussing bills on the floor that they were getting ready to vote on.
Extremely important bills.
Yes, very important bills. Which, all, I mean, if it's going to be a bill, it's important in general.
Right. But I feel like sometimes they were just making deals is what it looked like
yeah,
to me.
I mean, the fact that they weren't even listening to the questions that were being asked, to the conversation. They were off in their own world. I call it a frat party. I mean, it was. We had people taking videos of the behavior. To me, as a taxpayer, it's disrespectful. They did not seem to be engaged at all. And I wanted to say so badly, do you even know what you're voting on? Because you haven't been listening to any of this. You've been on your phone. You've been talking. You've been jumping up and running around the room. We sat in hallways for over an hour while they waited on committees to even start because they were running late or they decided to delay them. And you have individuals that have taken off from work to come to the Capitol to hear these bills, you know, when they come to committee, total and blatant disregard for the people that pay their salaries. That's how I felt. What do you ladies think?
Agree. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was very.
Shows that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Alec already told them how they're going to vote. So yeah. That's already probably.
Yeah.
There's that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Megan, you were going to say something.
That's what I was going to say, too. It's like they came in and they had already made up their minds. They're not listening to what the constituents are saying. And so it kind of told me that if we're going to change their minds, we have to do it before they ever set foot in that committee room.
Yep.
Because they've already decided by the time they get there. Mm-hmm. So the work is going to be done in the weeks leading up to the hearings, because by the time they walk into that room, they've already made up their minds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Angela, we were talking about something.
AFP.
Yeah, AFP. There's a ton. I released a post today over on Free Your Children that lists some of the major players in 2023 for school vouchers. So if you get an opportunity, take a look at that. Angela, we were talking about something during the break and you brought up a good point. You want to?
Yeah, the committees it's really the place to be. Honestly, I would just encourage all parents, not just homeschool parents, every parent needs to be present in those committee hearings, because you see things, you see the distractions. Mm-hmm. And when the committee comes to a vote, a couple of committees we were sitting in, there were present not voting votes. And I was like, what is that? You should not be allowed to vote that way. If you don't understand the bill, if you still have questions about the bill, I feel that those people in those committees, our representatives, should be required to vote yes or no. And if you don't understand the bill or you are unsure about the bill, then that's a no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's concerning to me as well. Honestly,
it's a lame thing too. It's very lame.
Yeah, honestly, no answer is an answer.
Yeah,
and people won't give you your opinion; they've given you their opinion. On that
it's
particular
equivalent to pleading the fifth.
Yes, absolutely. That's disheartening to see that as well, and that's something that we're going to have to really push back on during this election season, is demanding answers on hard topics, which I know that we're going to talk about that in detail in the last segment. So,
you know, in those committees, though, that's really where you find out the nitty gritties of the bill.
Right. Yes.
Because you're listening to the questions and you're listening to the answers. So whereas maybe the bill is, well, let's see, what was the word they used? Silent on particular issues. Mm-hmm. You really find out what's going on in the bill by listening to those questions and answers.
You certainly do. Mm-hmm. We need to take a quick break. We will be right back in the last segment to leave you with our thoughts on this legislative session, so you don't want to miss it. Come right back.
Hi, I'm Steve, the Garbage Man. You're listening to Front Porch Radio, 1017 WKOM, Columbia.
Are you looking to turn your car into cold hard cash today? Don't look any further than Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. You probably know us for selling cars, but did you know we're in the business of buying cars? That's right. We buy all makes and models at top dollar every day. Show up with your car and leave with cash. It's that easy. Stop by today to get a written offer on your vehicle. Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia is family owned and proud to serve our community.
You can count on us.
Hi, Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Art Deco period jewelry is classic, and we carry some beautiful rings, necklaces, and earrings. Art Deco fashion was one of the major artistic influences in the 1920s and 30s. The look has endured till today. Stop by Tillis Jewelry and see for yourself our collection of engagement rings to beautiful necklaces. I'm sure we'll find a special piece just for you.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia, owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist, assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz, owner and manager at Columbia Ace Hardware. We have changed our store hours to better serve our community. Columbia Ace Hardware is now open from 7 to 7, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 4 on Saturday, and closed on Sunday. Come see us at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard and let us show you customer service that can only be found at Columbia Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to Free Your Children. I'm your host, Tiffany Boyd, and we have been having tons of discussion here about the school voucher bill that was defeated this legislative session. We know that it's only a temporary battle, but we do consider this a victory for this year. We did lots of hard work. We were there every single time this bill was in committee. We were on the House floor. We watched from home when we couldn't be there if we were missing something. It was a lot of work, but it was well worth the effort. But we are definitely still seeing the need for mass education across the state of Tennessee. True. And the nation, of course. That's why many of my guests that I bring on to the Free Your Children radio show are from all over the United States, so listeners can get a better picture of what's really going on in terms of parental rights and educational rights and constitutional rights, because this is not exclusive just to Tennessee. So we were told from the beginning to go home that we would never be able to defeat Americans for Prosperity and these big, huge lobbyists, that this was a done deal, but we didn't go home. Never underestimate mamas on a mission, right, ladies? And dads. Right. We had dads join us too. And I want to shout out to the dads. Most of the dads are at work. making a living so that we can continue to do what we do. They took off when they could and joined us, or, you know, they supported us, you know, from home and behind the scenes. So we do want to thank them for their efforts as well. They are involved. You just might not always see them when we're out and about and doing what we're doing with Free Your Children. But anyway, you know, we were told to give up, essentially, that this was a done deal. And then I noticed the AFP presence begin to fall off.
They got bored.
As we started, well, I think they knew that they were not going to win it this legislative session, because, you know, we saw them high-fiving and patting legislators on the back in the hallways when this was moving through committees, when it was passing. And then when it became apparent that they were hitting a brick wall, their presence started falling off. So don't let anyone tell you that the voice of the people isn't effective and that grassroots, real grassroots, doesn't work, because it does. And one of the most important things that I want to tell every single person listening to this radio show is this. You have to show up. Because yes. I think what really made an impact was the fact that we were filling the seats and they were having to look at us, speak to us in the hallways. Yes, we were sending emails. Yes, we were making phone calls and all those things are great. But we've had representatives tell us, if you're sending out mass emails from a robo list where you just click and they don't even read those. And we were told that by representatives. If you want to make an impact, you have to show up. You have to show up and hold their feet to the fire and make them accountable for bills that they are voting on. Would you agree?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think, again, there's a need for mass education. I want to give people the benefit of a doubt. Maybe they just don't understand. Maybe they don't know the history of government school choice. Maybe they don't know what the intended purposes of it are. They don't know where it's leading. They don't understand how this is a global initiative. And it is. It's not a conspiracy theory. They have made all of these plans public. All you have to do is know where to look, and you can go there and read it yourself. So if you ladies were going to give feedback, what feedback would you give in terms of politics, school choice? What do parents need to do?
I think we have to I know a lot of people hate politics. Mm-hmm. I get it, you know, but we're coming down to the wire where now they're starting to bring families. You mm-hmm. know, they're starting to want to come into our homes mm-hmm. and, you know, disrupt the family unit. And so it's of utmost importance that we, you know, we really engage. Mm-hmm. And like you said, show up, mm-hmm. Yep. you know, take the time to look at what's happening in other states, you know, heed the warnings, mm-hmm. you know, to what's going on, because after the things we've heard, you know, this session, mm-hmm. homeschoolers and private schoolers were not safe.
No,
we are absolutely not safe. You know, we had discussed during the break, Senator Johnson's words of, you know, this administration believes in homeschooling, you know, he said, but I can't speak to administrations down the road.
Yeah.
So, yep. you know, in a blink of an eye, you know, in one election, you mm-hmm. know, we were talking in the break, in one election, we could lose it all.
Yeah.
We could
private definitely schools, lose it all. Yes. Private schools, homeschools, because that is the goal. That is the fundamental goal behind school choice, is to control all forms of education, primarily private education, because we are still the frontier of freedom. So that's exactly what they're coming after. They made that clear. And we're not always going to be a conservative stronghold. Politics runs through cycles.
Well, the most telling thing that happened to me, guys, can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
When Bill Dunn came up to me and my kids right there, I just got there with my kids. And after chatting a while, we chatted about living in Knoxville. He said, you know, some people want the government to leave them alone. But the government can always come after you if it wants to.
Yeah, we can.
My kids were a little unsettled by that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just point blank told me that.
Yeah.
So and if you want to know where they're coming from.
I've heard that from representatives, too. I've heard that. And I've even heard it from a senator in committee. If we wanted to take away freedoms, we could have already done that. So that should.
That was another thing that Senator Johnson said in his little spiel.
Yes.
He said, if we had some hidden desire to implement our will onto the homeschool community or private schools, he said, we can do that today if we choose to.
Mm-hmm.
So if that doesn't raise a ton of red flags, then I mean, this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bill Dunn is like, he's actually a homeschool dad mm-hmm. from Knoxville, and he's like their token homeschool dad on the Board of Education.
Yeah.
And this voucher thing was his thing. And he was trying to dissuade us from going into that committee meeting, saying, oh, it's not going to be heard now. You're going to have to go feed all those kids. And I said, that's all right. We can come back later.
Yeah. We had some interesting conversations. I had some personal interesting conversations with him after some of the committee meetings as well. He is very much bought into school choice. If I'm not mistaken, he was hired specifically to advance that in the state of Tennessee under Billy with Penny Schwinn when she was our education commissioner. So, yeah, he didn't seem, in my opinion, to be very happy with our presence at the Capitol because we were very adamant that we were fundamentally opposed to school choice in general. And he didn't like my answers to the questions when we were standing in the hallway either. So that was another interesting experience that we had while we were at the Capitol. But I think Megan pointed something out that this is a heart problem. It's an education problem. That's the reason why I chose to begin the series of seminars that I was doing across the state of Tennessee, and why they're so imperative is getting this information out there and getting individuals empowered with the knowledge that they need to protect their freedoms. Megan, what were you saying in the break about this?
I was just saying that we can't rely on the government to do right by us. It's down to the person. It's down to the individual. And the way to make sure that we're doing our best for our kids and we're doing our best for our communities is those one-on-one conversations and those, you know, just individual heart-to-hearts that we have with people, because it's hearts that need, you know, the truth. Yeah. It's hearts that need the understanding. We're not going to, you know, legislate morality, as you said earlier. We're not going to be able to beat people into doing what's right. They have to be changed from the inside. They have to hear that truth and receive it from the Lord and, you know, want to do it. And when individuals want to do the right thing, then the community does the right thing.
Absolutely.
And so
one of the primary missions of For Your Children is to stand as the watchman on the wall. You know, we share the truth with families, and what they do with that truth is up to them. But there definitely needs to be mass education across the state. So if you're interested in a seminar, contact For Your Children, foryourchildren@gmail.com, and we would love to host in your area to help explain the issues, you know, to the people in your community. So reach out to us. I want to thank Safe Storage for sponsoring today's show, and I also want to thank John Paul Financial Services for sponsoring the show. I want to leave you with this. Be on guard, stand firm in faith, be courageous, be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. We love you here at For Your Children, but remember, Jesus loves you so much more.